Good morning, I'm Paul Quayle, the Director of APAC Assistance. I'm doing a quick roundup of the main issues in East Asia Pacific this Tuesday, the 5th of February. Firstly, in Indonesia, President Widodo has caused a political uproar among opposition parties by suggesting his challenger in the 2019 presidential election, Prabowo, employed a foreign political consultant to support his campaign. At a recent event in East Java, Widodo said there was another campaign team playing dirty tricks by disseminating hateful propaganda with the help of a foreign consultant, which divided society and raised concern among the public. He claimed the opposition doesn't care whether or not the propaganda makes people feel insecure. A spokesman for presidential candidate Prabowo Subianto called the accusation made by Widodo naive and nonsensical. Widodo's campaign claimed that by producing massive hoaxes, the opposition strategy aims to overturn all data and facts to influence the people. The accusations are being made while the rival camps are preparing for the second presidential election debate between Jokowi and Prabowo, scheduled for 17th of February. In Malaysia, prominent lawyer Sitambaram is expected to join the prosecution team for Najib Razak's trial, scheduled to begin on February 12. Sitambaram may join Datuk Sulaiman Abdullah and his team from the Attorney General's office in the trial. Sitambaram is a veteran criminal lawyer with more than 30 years' experience. Last year, Attorney General Tommy Thomas opted out of leading the prosecution for the 1MDB case against the former Prime Minister Najib Razak. Thomas has appointed Sulaiman to lead the prosecution team. Najib is facing several criminal charges in the 1MDB case, including three criminal breaches of trust, one for abuse of power, and three money laundering charges. In Thailand, more than 5,800 constituency candidates turned out to register on the first day of registration. The number of candidates has increased from 3,900 in 2007. The Election Commission started the registration yesterday. The registration process will end this Friday, February 8. Supporters of various political parties assembled outside the registration offices in large numbers. Political parties are expected to conduct nationwide rallies from this week for the general elections. The general elections are scheduled to be held on March 24, which will be the first election in 4 years after the military intervention in 2013. Non-members can check my company and our company out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can purchase our East Asia Pacific or South Asia risk management memberships or buy our assessments on a pay-for-view basis. Thank you.